Welcome to Ag Matters, covering the positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit of the Alaska Farmland Trust.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me on the phone this morning is Beth Van Zandt of Scenic Place Peonies down in Homer. Good morning, Beth, and welcome.
Good morning, Miss Amy, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining me on this cold morning in January. So today we're going to chat about a couple of things. First, Beth, I want to hear all about your beautiful peony operation there in Homer, and then we're going to spend the second half of the show talking about the upcoming Alaska Peony Growers Association conference. Sound good?
Sounds fantastic.
Okay,
so
great.
I'll go ahead and jump in then. Again, thanks for having me, Amy. I appreciate it on both fronts, on the farm front as well as on the AFCA conference front. Just a little bit about us. We started our farm back in 2010, so this would be our ninth year going in to peony production. We have about 6,000 peonies in the ground at the main farm location. Which is also where our home is at. And then a couple years back, we bought some other property, about 10 acres, up on Lookout Mountain. So we actually really have two farm locations now.
Yeah.
And the reason we did that was we're at elevation 1100 here at Scenic Place, and up at the Lookout Mountain Farm, we're at like 1450, almost 1500. So that gives us a extension on our season. So we don't, our harvest time, instead of the normal 3, maybe 4 weeks, we get about a 5 to 6 week harvest time.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to ask you some more questions specific to the farm here in a minute, Beth, but I always like to start the show with a little bit of background information about my guest, how you got to Alaska and how you got connected into Alaska agriculture. So tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. Well, I was not born here, but I was raised here since basically infancy. I came in 64.
Okay.
And my dad was with the Coast Guard. At that point, Coast Guard was not in Homer. It was only over in Kodiak. So we moved up here. He moved us up here. And we were here probably till I was 12 or 13. And at that time, my dad worked up on the slope back and forth. And he decided it was time for us to go back and for me and my brother to meet our relatives and see an apple actually come off of a tree instead of a grocery store. And so we moved back to the East Coast, which is where I was born, Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
And spent a couple years there and then a couple years in Maine. And then my dad remembered why he moved to Alaska. And he called us back here in 81. So I've been here since 81. My dad was probably the most instrumental part of me becoming a farmer, even though it took me quite a while to actually get here. You know, I was a travel agent for 20 years and then decided that I was needed to get back into some dirt. And but he was a big gardener, so he's the one that caught me into that planting a seed and watching it grow bug.
Okay.
So, and then, you know, as far as how I got into the peonies, we were coming out of the lumber yard and ran into a couple friends, Michael and Michelle. They have chili root peonies down the road.
Yeah.
And they were came out with all this weird stuff. And it's like, what are you doing? And they're like, oh, we're planting a peony farm. And I'm like, what's a peony? And she's like, you don't know what a peony is? It's like, no, I grew up in Alaska. Nobody in Alaska knows what a peony is. She's from the Midwest.
Yeah.
And so basically we just kind of started chatting and it was just kind of like, you know, hey, honey, how about let's do something different? You know, we had just sold the travel agency and I was ready for something new.
Wow. That's so interesting. And the next thing you know, you're probably one of the larger commercial growers in the state now, right? With over 6,000 plants in the ground.
Yep, we up the upper property, we have another 1,000 up there. So all total, we have a little over 7,000 now.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, honestly, Amy, if we're one of the oldest, largest, but yeah. not, I mean, like Rita Joe is much larger. There's definitely some larger operations up in the interior.
Sure.
I know Brightman's Place and Russell's, but yeah, we are definitely in the game.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
Yeah. And from no farming experience to one of the larger commercial growers in the state in a short amount of time. I mean, kudos to you guys for making it work.
Thanks. Yeah, yeah, it's definitely been a learning curve, but, you know, hard work and perseverance does a lot.
Yeah. So. And Beth, not everyone has had the benefit of seeing your operation, but if folks were to go to your Instagram page in particular and check out the views, you have one of the most stunning views, I think, in Alaska for Peony Farms. Paint a picture for those people that haven't seen it yet. What exactly is the lay of the land there at the home place?
Okay. Well, I'll do a lay of the land right at the moment. I'm looking out at the glaciers. I live on East Hill, which is on the upper side of Homer. And our view is the Homer Spit and the three glaciers and Kachemak Bay. And so it's very picturesque.
Yeah.
We have an unobstructed view, which is nice. And the one of the really great benefits for summertime when you're weeding, and you know that always seems like such a tedious task. I personally find it very mellowing. I like that time. But you just look up and it's just fantastic, gorgeous view. So, you know, you're amongst the flowers and the smells, and you just see this phenomenal view ahead of you. So
yeah. It's pretty incredible. I love to follow your page both personally and from the Farmland Trust Instagram. I could spend all day looking at that view. It's pretty incredible. So lucky to you guys. So
thank you.
Tell us a little bit about those 7,000 plants. What's your focus? Who are you selling those flowers to, and where are you focused at?
Well, we have multiple. I can't say we are focused on just one. One that we don't really do is like the end user, the bride. But we sell through the internet wholesale,
okay,
which is like the online shopping,
yep,
like the Amazon of flower type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We also sell to your brick and mortar wholesalers, which are the guys that and gals that go ahead and take our product in multiple boxes and then have florists and designers come in to take and pick their products. So it's not really a pre-sold product. And then we also this last year have jumped into the supermarket market. And so we ship out anywhere from 30 to 60 boxes packed in certain based on the supermarket, what they require, if they want three bundles or three stems to a bundle or five to a bundle, and wrapped and banded and sleeved and ship them out. And they go, I have two different accounts with that, one which goes direct ship, like to the stores. So, you know, we ship down to Washington and Idaho, and so we ship those directly to the store.
Okay.
Of 30 different Albertson stores. And then in our Oregon market, we have a wholesale, not really a wholesale, but it's a warehouse distribution for one of our markets there. One supermarket actually goes ahead, puts their orders in, and we ship every week the same amount. And we ship it to one of their local distributors. And then that person there distributes it to the different supermarkets.
Okay.
So there's two different ways that we do it with that.
Yeah. Quick interruption, Beth, to remind mm-hmm. folks that we are listening to Ag Matters Radio this morning, and I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me via phone from Homer this morning is Beth with Scenic Place Peonies. We are just chatting about her farm and how you can get a hold of her peonies, and we're going to talk more about the Alaska Peony Growers Association conference coming up here in a couple of minutes. So, Beth, for Alaskans, if they wanted to get their hands on your peonies, are they available for sale anywhere in the state, or are all your flowers headed outside?
For the most part, all of our flowers are headed outside unless they are, you know, I don't want to say they don't make the grade, but if they don't, if they're not of the proper size that are expected from Alaskan peonies,
yeah,
we do them at farmers markets.
Okay.
So we'll sell them at farmers markets, and we're thinking of putting together a subscription bouquet this year.
Oh, fun.
It's something in the back of the head. I'm not positive I'm going to do it yet.
Yeah.
It's not like I need another thing to do.
I was going to say, sounds like more work.
but it's one of those things where they're so beautiful and they're blooming in the field. And so it's like such a waste not to be able to share them.
Sure.
And so that's where the farmer market comes in. It's nice to be able to bring them down there. We do a lot of donations for different events that are coming up and that kind of stuff as well. So they definitely don't go to the waste.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. For folks that don't know, I've had a couple of different guests on the show that have talked about peonies, but I don't know, since you brought it up, I don't know that we've ever talked specifically about the grade of the flowers, and I don't know that we've ever actually explained to folks how the buds are actually cut or the stems are cut in bud form and shipped in that stage. I think people sometimes think, or maybe they don't think about how flowers are shipped. So let's talk about that a little bit real quickly. When you are preparing to ship a flower outside and you talk about the grade that it has to meet, what does that mean?
Well, the U.S. Standards are actually different than the Alaska standards. So just to give you an idea, we follow, for the most part, we are still, after being semi-infancy organization, we're still trying to nail down our standards for our association and our members so that when somebody hears of an Alaskan peony and they know they're going to get a triple A, then they know they're going to get a 1 3/4 inch diameter bud.
Okay.
Or so that's our largest. That's a triple A. And what we grade ours based on New Zealand grade, which is it's not necessarily right or wrong. It's just that's some of the first growers when they went over to New Zealand to see how people were growing. They just kind of adopted it, and it just kind of happened that we all adopted it.
Yeah.
So the triple is a 1 3/4 inch or 4.5 centimeters, and then you go to a double, which is 1 9/16 or 4 centimeters, and then a single A, New Zealand style, is 1 3/8 or 3.5 centimeters.
Okay.
And then you have another grade, which is the U.S. standard grade, and it's only 1 inch.
Okay.
So we usually only cut the top three just for the health of the plant. You don't want to take too much of it off of it.
Right.
So, and then, like you said, when we ship, they can't be blooming because of multiple reasons. First of all, it's not going to last as long to the end user. If I'm shipping it to a wholesaler, they're going to get it and it's already blown open.
Right.
They're going to go, I can't sell that. That's not going to be, it's already gone.
Yeah.
Past its face life. And then the other reason you don't ship it with this open is that the petals are, especially whites, get damaged easily and bruised.
Very delicate.
Yep. So we ship them in buds.
Yeah. So if folks have never seen that before that peony opens up and blooms, it's in that tight bud form. And when you talk about those sizes that you were describing, that's the diameter across the bud?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. So good. Thanks for explaining that for folks, just because I think certainly before I got involved with the Peony Growers Association, I never knew anything about how flowers were shipped or why or when or any of it.
Right.
So I think it's just good to explain to folks that some of you peony growers, of course, not every flower, like you said, is going to make grade, but oftentimes you're cutting off all those beautiful buds before you don't get to see the beautiful flower in its end form, right? You're cutting it and shipping it away.
Absolutely. And, that's honestly one of my favorite parts, Amy, about Instagram. And
Beth, you just cut out. I'm not sure if you moved at your house or.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Yep.
Okay. Sorry about that. I'm not sure where
you were saying that that's your favorite part of Instagram.
Oh, is actually seeing the blooms opened in their designs. Because like you said, we cut them in bud stage, and I never really get to see what that baby looks like opened up. So it's a fun way to follow my little babies all the way to wherever their end users are and to see how they're used and displayed. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, before we move on to the Peony Growers Conference, Beth, just remind folks where they can find more information about your farm, what your Instagram handle is, et cetera.
Sure. We are Scenic Place Peonies, and so that's www.scenicplacepeonies.com, and that is plural, P-E-O-N-I-E-S.
Okay.
And that's our Instagram handle as well, at Scenic Place Peonies.
Okay.
So I appreciate if you all want to follow along. We take a little bit of a hiatus in the wintertime just to give ourselves a little bit of a break
yeah.
and connect from that social media aspect. But, yeah, in the summertime, we're really active, and we really try to highlight our crew members and what's going on at the farm, and it is kind of fun to follow along.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And such a fitting name for your farm, Scenic Place, because
yeah.
it really is such a beautiful spot in the world. So, Beth, I think the first time that we probably met was at a Peony Growers Association conference many, many years ago, probably
yes.
back in 2010 or 11, maybe 2010, because I'm thinking it was that first year, that year that I was pregnant with my second child. That's how I keep track of the Peony Growers Association is which child was born, because I was pregnant with my first daughter when we wrote the grant to launch the Peony Growers Association. And then,
Yeah,
that's how I keep track of it. But anyway, so the
great timeline.
Yeah, what? So this would probably then be the, is this like the 11th or 12th Peony Growers Association?
Actually, I have been told it's the 15th.
Okay.
Conference. Yeah.
Okay.
I kind of wondered that myself, but yeah. So,
we'll have to double check that math, because again, my daughter's only 12, and I can assure
yeah,
you
okay.
that I was pregnant with her when we wrote the
yeah.
grant. But we might have had more than
okay.
one in 1 year, so maybe that's why they...
Oh, actually, you know what? That's exactly, because we used to have summer and winter.
Exactly. That's it. Yeah.
That's
so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep. So okay. we've got this, let's call it the 15th. We'll just go with that. The Peony Growers Association conference is coming up down in Homer. Tell us more.
Okay. So it is going to be happening at the end of the month. On the 24th of January is actually our workshop day. And so we will be having beginner growers. We'll have advanced grower class. We're really stoked this year. We were here. QuickBooks online through a grant program, and so that's going to be free of charge, and that's also on Thursday, and
okay.
that's a full day class, 9 to noon, and then 1 to 4, as are the grower schools. The morning growers is the early growers, and the afternoon one is your advanced growers.
And Beth, when you were mm-hmm. first getting started, did you participate in those grower schools to kind of get a feel for what it meant to grow peonies in Alaska?
You know, I did. I did not
okay.
participate. Yeah, as odd as that might sound, because they had just started.
Sure,
they had just started, and I actually, I think my biggest getting aware of the growers, or excuse me, of the industry was actually putting on a conference for the summer conference here.
Oh,
in Homer.
Okay, yeah.
So, but I have a wonderful mentor in Rita Joe.
Absolutely.
And other growers, Michael and Michelle. And so, I mean, we really do a lot of collective sharing. And at that point, when I first started, they didn't offer grower school.
Oh, right.
So
yeah.
I didn't have that benefit. Now, there is tons of wisdom
oh,
that
my goodness,
people can
yeah.
get by going to these grower schools, because we've got history now. There's you know, there, we've got slides, and we've got this is what worked for us. This
recommendations,
didn't work for us.
Yeah.
Right.
So I can remember back in those early years when growers would ask questions like, how far apart should I plant my plants? And nobody really had a set recommendation,
yeah.
you know, or what variety should I grow? Nobody had a set, where should I get my roots? No idea. You know, it was all so
right.
new back then.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's one of the benefits of the grower schools now, is that there is some history.
Absolutely.
And, we've got Alaska Beauty Co-op is going to be doing the New Growers School. So there's a couple of different farms participating on that. And Rita Joe with APP, Alaska Perfect Peony, is going to be doing the Advanced Growers School.
Great.
So, yeah, some really great resources there for people if they want to get into the business or in the business and just need a little help and guidance
yeah.
over there. So after that, we have... there's a meet and greet that evening for the conference attendees that Oregon Perennial is sponsoring, who is a root grower. And so we'll all get together and get to meet speakers and, you know, just kind of a gathering. It's nothing
yeah.
really formal.
Rub elbows a little bit.
Appetizers. Yeah. And, you know, that's kind of the beauty about conferences, in my opinion, Amy, is that the magic happens when you visit with other people.
Yeah,
that's
networking.
When you're networking and you're talking, and you know, you just get so much insight from that. So
absolutely.
I really encourage everybody to attend those.
Yep. Beth, another quick interruption to remind folks that this is Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me on the phone this morning is Beth Van Zandt from Scenic Place Peonies down in Homer, and we are chatting about the upcoming Alaska Peony Growers Association annual conference. And you were just getting started to tell us about what's happening on Friday and Saturday.
Okay, well, on Friday, we have our keynote speakers. Usually start out our conferences, and we've got some really great ones to share. Casey Cronquist, which is with the Certified American Grown Ambassador and CEO, is coming up from California. He's also the California Cut Flower Commission lead, and he serves on the Produce and Marketing Association, which is the big dogs, I guess, if you want to say it, the perishable world, and that's out of Miami. So he's got a wealth of information.
He's a great speaker,
main,
too.
His topic is going to be about unity for Alaska peony growers, learning that I think it's going to hopefully encourage growers to realize that that we're all in this together. So when you look at New Zealand peonies or Chile peonies or even Holland peonies, you don't ever think of like one farm.
Sure.
So it's not Scenic Place peonies. It's not, North Pole peonies. It's Alaska peonies.
Yeah.
So we have to all come together. And so that's what his topic of conversation is going to be about. So excited about that. And let's see here. We've got Jack de Vroomen, who's from the Netherlands. He's our industry liaison. So he'll be talking about the global state of the industry, peonies as well as flowers in general, and just the trends and the trades, that the things that are happening in the trade, like they're talking about these new ways of shipping and these containers. And so he'll address those kind of things.
Okay.
We're going to have Holly Hyder Chapel. I'm not sure if you're familiar with her, but she's quite a large name in the floral design industry.
Okay.
And she's going to be talking about what a florist wants. So that's going to delve from, does she want them to be a hard bud, a soft bud, a size, whatever. She'll tell us what we need to hear so that when the florist gets the box and they open it up, and it'll be like a, aha, this is exactly what I want, kind of a moment. So she'll be doing that. That presentation will actually, unfortunately, have to be telephonic. She'll be zooming in, we'll have a PowerPoint presentation. So she won't physically be on site, but we will have her face to look at on the screen.
Yeah.
And then we also have Mike Mooney, who's with Dram and Etcher, and they are a large wholesale and grower. So they have both. They grow their own stuff, but they also buy product from other people.
Okay.
And distribute it. He's going to be talking about the different distribution channels of the mass markets, and how do you get into these mass markets, and all the in between stuff, how to get there and what to do, and what is a SKU, and how does that affect us, and barcoding and all that kind of stuff. Things that if you are interested, if a grower is interested in being in the mass market industry, in the supermarkets and that kind of stuff, you need to have that kind of stuff set
Absolutely.
Up. Vendors, insurance, blah, blah, blah. So he's going to be doing that. And then, of course, we always have our breakout sessions, which are going to be anywhere from talking with our industry reps here in town, NRCS, Division of Ag. We'll be doing a presentation on the irrigation system that NRCS, through the EQIP grant, they engineer your system for you. You have to apply for it, and it's fantastic. We did it. This is 2 years ago. We applied for the grant. We got it up and running last year, and oh my gosh, what a huge difference it
Absolutely.
Makes. And, in the beginning, again, here's one of those learning things. everybody's like, oh, we don't need to irrigate. We got snow. There's plenty of water. We got rain. They don't like wet feet. All those little things that they said nah, we need water. So, you know, we just installed a 5,000 gallons of water, two 2,500 gallon tanks. We ran huge main lines, sub mains, and all of it with the clear and phenomenal engineering of NRCS and their ability to help us pay for it was huge.
Yeah.
You know, when you spend that kind of money, it's kind of hard sometimes to say, oh my gosh, okay, there goes $20,000.
Yeah.
And did I do it right?
Right.
Where with NRCS, you know, they go through, they inspect, they make sure you do it right. They want you to succeed.
So absolutely.
We'll have a couple of, we'll have some of those kind of things. We talked about tensiometers and how that, you know, how to operate one of those. I'll tell you, I didn't do very good at operating it last year.
Again, people get the benefit of learning from you guys that have gone through this stuff already and
exactly.
Little tidbits and pointers. That's incredibly valuable information. Because again, I can remember 10 years ago when we were putting on those conferences at the Division of Ag and we didn't have any of the answers for you guys. So it's awesome
right.
that the industry has grown so much and there are such a wealth of knowledge and that we have the benefit of bringing in these outside guests, et cetera. So, Beth,
right.
we're quickly running out of time. It's amazing how fast this half hour goes. So before we do run out of time, let folks know where they can go for more information specific to the conference, how to register, how to get signed
okay.
up, et cetera.
Okay. Yeah, the conference is online. It's www.alaskapeonyconference.com/ and then welcome. At that point, you can see up top, there'll be the registration, the conference support opportunities, vendor table space if people want to get a vendor table still, conference booklet ads if they want to go ahead and help the conference financially be, you know, supported that way. That's great. Anybody wants to donate stuff for the silent auction, that's all online this year. It's super simple. Click
yeah.
on it, and you can go ahead and do it. I do want to give a quick plug. Amy, for Certified American Grown.
Sure.
We are hosting the second workshop this year, and this is a workshop that the Certified American Grown farmers in the lower 48 sponsor, and they send us flowers to play with. And Rachel Lord with Alaska Stems here,
yeah.
local florist here in town, is our designer this year. And
oh, how fun.
So there are seats available for that on Sunday, and that's from 10 o'clock till 1 o'clock. And we also have a speaker, Steve Forkey's coming up from Michigan. We're bringing him up. He is in the industry for Flow Vision, which is learning how to make your farm be more productive by instituting different types of programs.
Okay.
And that could be as simple as, you know, time sheeting, you know, and doing lean practices. So that's going to be really well worth it as well.
Very good. Beth, how many people do you expect to attend the conference? What's annual attendance at the APCA conference?
We usually get about 100 to 110 to
yeah.
20. I think it varies
yeah.
every year. You know, everything's always a little bit different. It's tough, you know. I love winter conferences, but it's also the end of January, and I'm ready to go someplace warm.
Well, undoubtedly, it'll be beautiful down there in Homer for us. I look forward to being down there with you guys. And Beth, I really appreciate you coming on Ag Matters this morning to talk not only about your farm, but about the APCA conference. And thanks so much for taking time to be with me this morning.
Well, you're welcome. And like I said, I really appreciate you having me as a guest.
You bet.
And I look forward to seeing you as well.
All right. Thanks, Beth.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Ag Matters, covering positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit, of the Alaska Farmland Trust. Ag Matters is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. For more information about this program, email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.